Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a topic that might be causing you a bit of a headache: how to fix that pesky check engine light in your Jeep Grand Cherokee, especially when it's throwing up a P0128 code, which means your coolant temperature is below the regulated level. Sound familiar? Well, don't worry, I'm here to walk you through exactly what this means and how you can tackle the fix yourself, saving you a ton of cash in the process. Now, before we get started, let's talk about what's actually happening when you see that check engine light. Basically, your engine coolant isn't warming up quickly enough, and most of the time, this is due to a thermostat that's stuck open. Yep, a simple part causing a big issue. And here's the kicker. You can fix this at home with just some basic tools. We're talking about saving anywhere from $370 to $700 compared to taking it to a shop. So let's get into it. First things first, checking your coolant levels is essential. You want to start with the overflow tank. It's got markings for full and add. In my case, the overflow tank was a bit over full, which was no big deal. But don't stop there. Make sure to check the radiator itself. And listen up. Always check the radiator when the engine is cold. Opening that cap when it's hot can be dangerous, with hot coolant under pressure ready to burst. Trust me, nobody wants to deal with a coolant explosion. Once you've confirmed both the radiator and overflow tank are full, and that check engine light is still glowing, it's time to focus on that thermostat. You'll need about 10.5 to 12 quarts of coolant for a full flush, and I recommend a 50-50 mix of OAT coolant and distilled water for your Jeep. Next up, let's locate the thermostat. On the Jeep Grand Cherokee with the 3.6-liter Pentastar V6, which includes models from 2007 to 2021, finding the thermostat is straightforward. You just follow the upper radiator hose from the radiator right to the thermostat housing. You'll see it's typically about 12 to 18 inches away. Now, here are the tools you'll need. Grab some 8mm and 10mm sockets for the housing bolts, a drain pan, and a torque wrench, because we'll be tightening those bolts to precisely 106 inch-pounds. Don't forget your funnel, pliers, and an OBD2 scan tool to clear that code once we're done. So why do thermostats fail in the first place? Well, when they're working correctly, they stay closed when the engine's cold to let it warm up. But if it gets stuck open, coolant flows continuously when it shouldn't, and your engine can struggle to reach the right temperature. You might notice that temperature gauge barely moves, your fuel economy takes a hit, and your heater might not blow as hot as it used to. It's not just annoying, it's also a problem that could lead to sludge buildup in your engine from running too cool. Alright, let's get to the fun part, replacing that thermostat. Start by draining the coolant. Look for the petcock valve at the bottom of the radiator, open it, and let it drain completely. While that's happening, you can start removing the old thermostat housing, which is held on by a few bolts. Just remember to keep track of them. They can be different lengths. Now, when it comes to purchasing parts, you have options. You can go with a budget-friendly Dorman thermostat housing assembly for around $45 to $80, or if you're looking for something more durable, opt for the aluminum upgrade for about $120 to $150. The factory plastic housings can crack, so investing in the aluminum one could save you trouble down the line. When you're putting the new housing in, make sure to use a cross pattern for tightening those bolts, just like you would with lug nuts on a wheel. This ensures even pressure and prevents any warping. Now, don't skip this step. You need to bleed the air out of the cooling system. Fill the radiator with your coolant mix, and you should find a bleeder screw nearby. Open that screw, start the engine, and turn your heater on full blast. Watch for coolant to flow out of that screw. At first, it'll be a mix of bubbles and coolant. Keep it running until you see a steady stream of coolant, which usually takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Once that's done, tighten the bleeder screw, top off the radiator, and put the cap back on. Let the engine come to full operating temperature and check for leaks. After about 50 to 100 miles of driving, the P0128 code should clear itself, but you can use your scan tool to reset it right away if you'd like. And don't forget, after a day or two, check your coolant level again. It's normal for it to drop slightly as any remaining air escapes. If you find yourself topping it off frequently, that could indicate a leak. So to recap, today we covered checking coolant levels, locating and replacing the thermostat, and the importance of bleeding the cooling system to keep your Jeep running smoothly. Have you ever tackled a DIY repair like this? Or maybe you've got a different check engine light issue? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.